In our previous year, we quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Rambam and Hilchos Melachim that it's a terrible thing to make kitzin, because people that make kitzin, it causes a chalishus and emunah by Am Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. Today we're going to learn a startling fact, and that is that many G'doyli Yisrael made kitzin. Before we explain what, when, and how, let's first establish this fact that G'doyli Yisrael throughout the generations have made kitzin. You have in front of you approximately 15 of the kitzin that were made. We are going to go through some of them. The Ramban, we'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban made a kitzin of the year Hei Kuf Yud Ches, 5118. Give the math a little while back. The kitzin, according to the Ramban, should have happened a couple hundred years ago. And the Ramban brings this down in his Pirush al HaTorah. You should know the Ramban himself was Nifter in the year Hei Lamed. So the kitzin that he said was a few hundred, about 100 years past his own Histalkus. The Ramban writes, this is in his Pirush in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, V'yizeh Kuf Yud Ches Acher Chameshes Alofim, that it's going to be in the year Hei Kuf Yud Ches. This is a Ketz written by the Ramban himself. Let's continue. The same Ketz, actually, Rabbeinu Bechaye, again in the same Posek, Perek Beis, Posek Gimel, in Chumash Bereishis, the Rabbeinu Bechaye also brings this down. Then you have the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel wrote different Svarim on Mashiach, Yeshua's Mashicha, Mayena Yeshua. He writes, we had the Gemara that tells us the opinion that the Kates Mashiach will come, you know, triple the amount of time of the Tzias Mitzrayim, etc. So he writes, Yudua Shenechro Yushalayim Ayidei Titus, it is known that Yushalayim was destroyed in the year Gimel Alofim Tov Tov Chof Ches. So if you add that to 1,466, which that is the amount of the, if you take the triple the amount of the Beis HaMikdash Rishon Visheni, so he says, you will come out with the year Hey Alofim Reish Tzadik Dalid. In the year Hey Reish Tzadik Dalid, that will be the time of the Kates. So we're talking about, now we're here in Tav Shin Pei Beis, which is 5,782. And we're learning about kitzin that were in the year 5,118, good couple hundred years back. 5,294, also a good couple hundred years back. You had the Arizal. The Arizal, he has a sefer L'Kutei Torah in the beginning of Parshas Miketz. Parshas Miketz starts off with the word Vayhi Miketz Nasayim Yomim, which literally means at the end of 2 years, when Yosef was in jail for 2 years. And Upari Choylem, and Pare was dreaming. And so the Arizal writes that Shnasayim Yomim is really Tovshin Lamed. Why is Shnasayim Yomim Tovshin Lamed? Because each year is 365 days. You times that by two, so you have Tovshin Lamed, and you add the six oisiyas, Shin Samachay and Shin Samachay. So he says, if you take the year Tav Shin Lamed Vav, and the Arizal, who lived hundreds of years before that, he lived in the year Hey Shin Lamed Beis. He basically was safe. That's when he passed away, in the Shin Lamed. He said, 400 years from now, in Tov Shin Lamed Vav, that is going to be the Kates. It's much closer to our times. It's the Kates of the Halakha Arizal. You have the Orach Chaim. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh, we know, lived around the times, the Baal Shem Tov. If you look in the Orach Chaim's Pirush, in Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yutes, he says that if we were Zoicha, we would have already, basically Mashiach would have came. He says, if not, because we weren't Zoicha, it's going to be in the year 5,500. Hey Tov Kuf, which we know is the Chatzois Hayoim, if each day is 1,000 years, so of Bria Sa'olam, so Friday is day 6, means from 5,000 to 6,000. 5,500 is Chatzois of Friday afternoon. So the Orach Chaim said that in the year 5,500, that is a Kate, that is a time for Bias HaMashiach. You have the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef was the oldest Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. I think his Sefer, the Toldos, was one of, if not the first Sefer Chassidus that was printed. And Mamish from Goyin Oilam, from the first Chshuvei HaTalmidim of the Halakha Baal Shem Tov. And he writes in his Sefer, Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Beis. On the Pasuk Kisisa, Esroish B'nei Yisrael, which literally means when the Eibishter will count the Yidin. And he says, Kisisa also means, we know, uplifting. The ultimate uplifting of Klal Yisrael is Bias HaMashiach. Right now, our head is in the ground. That's a Golos, Mezet Nishtalikus. So when is the Eibishter going to uplift the Roish B'nei Yisrael? He says it's hinted in the word Sisa. Sisa is Tav Shin Aleph. So the Toldos says, the Toldos we know, he lived in the times of the Baal Shem Tov. He passed away in the year Tav Kuf Mem Dalet. He said that in the year Tav Shin Aleph, that's the Kates of Bias HaMashiach. Now, we have the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, who was even closer, he lived between the years Tav Kuf Chav Beis and Tav Kuf Tzadik Tes. So the Chassam Sofer, in his Sefer, he has a Pirush on the Torah, and he has the Pasuk that says, Achrei Nimkar Gula Ti Eloi. So he says, Achrei means you jump two letters, which means Nun jumps two letters, turns into Ayin, because Nun Samach Ayin. Mem turns into Samach. So if he says, if you take that equation, it comes out that the letters Ayin, Samach, Mem, Tav, he says, according to the Chassam Sofer, it comes out in the year Hey Tav Kuf Ayin. Which means that, you know, that was the time of the, he says that is the Kates, which was Mamish right after he passed away. He passed away in Tav Kuf Tzadik Tes. Again, this is the Chassam Sofer speaking about his Kates. The Malbim on his Pirush, on Sefer Daniel, the Malbim writes that the Kates is going to be Tav Resh Ayin Gimel. And in other Svarim, extends the Kates of the Malbim from Tofresh Ayin Gimel to Tofresh Peches at Holt Kufa. So on and so forth. If you go through all these Svarim, we'll do one more. You have the Yalkut Ruveni. The Yalkut Ruveni brings down that Bishnas Tofshin Samach Yoy Madina Godol Vanoira. It says in the year Tofshin Samach is going to be the great judgment day. Our eyes will see and our hearts will be joyous. This is a Kabbalah from the Arizal. Again, another Sefer which gives a Kates of the year Tav Shin Samach. So here we have one Sefer after another Sefer going through and explaining. You have the Megala Amukais who said, Hey Tof Ayin, the Chesed Lavram, Tof Shin Samach, Lord Agonos, Tafrei Samach Vav, and even our Rabbeim, the Rebbe Rashab, spoke Bariches, and we'll get to it later, about the Kates of Tafrei Samach Vav, the Friedrich Rebbe Sturim about Tafshin Gimel, the Alter Rebbe Sturim about other dates, but he spoke about the year Tafrei Ches, and when you read all these Svarim, and you read all these Pirushim, it's quite evident that these were Greisa Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim Gedolei Olam, and yet they all were Mechashiv Kitzin. They all gave dates for Mashiach's arrival. Which leads us to two questions. First of all, how were they allowed to do it? If we have such strict psak in the Gemara, and it's brought down la'alocha by the Rambam, that we shouldn't be Mechashiv Kitzin, why were these Gedolei Yisrael allowed to do it? B, what was it beneficial for Klal Yisrael if many of these dates came and went? And thirdly, what actually happened during these dates? You know, we know that everything from a tzaddik, Dover echad mitvarecha ochol ha-yoshev reikon. When tzaddikim speak, the Eibishter listens. Tzaddik goyzev ha-kodesh baruch hu mekayim. We know that tzaddikim, when they say something, it has real life and real world effects. If that's the case, it really should be that something that we can see with our own eyes, that certain geula and yonim must have happened during those years. So, did anything happen? And Mir Tashem, these are the discussions that we will continue having in the coming shiurim.